This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Democratic State Senate President Steve Fenberg says his party has a mandate from voters to push forward on critical issues like protecting legal abortion and strengthening gun laws. But he cautioned senators against groupthink and urged them to get to know each other as individuals.
If we can commit to doing the most human thing possible that we as people can do, building relationships, then we're more likely to solve problems not as Democrats or Republicans, but as Coloradans.
The new legislative session started Monday. Governor Polis and other state officials are sworn in for their new terms today. The El Paso District Attorney's Office will add another 12 criminal charges against the suspected Club Q shooter. CPR's Alejandro Alonso Galvo reports the new charges involve two surviving victims.
Anderson Lee Ulrich already faces 305 charges, including first-degree murder with intent, as well as hate crimes. The dozen new charges would push that number to 317. Those involve two new surviving victims and include more attempted murder charges, attempted assault with a deadly weapon, and more hate crimes charges. The suspect is due back in court this week. I'm Alejandro Alonso Galva, CPR News.
Coloradans will receive $4 million in refunds of guaranteed automobile protection, or GAP, fees from Belco and Canvas credit unions. GAP insurance covers the difference between what someone owes on an auto loan and what insurance would pay in case of a loss. A state investigation showed the credit unions weren't refunding the fees when they should. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.